Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Aaron ben Chulda. He should have only bracha, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should guard him. We're basing this on the Sefer Birkas Mordechai of Agon Rav Baruch Mordechai Zrachi Shlito. Meseches Rosh Hashanah Simin Tesvav. The Mishnah says in Meseches Rosh Hashanah Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shcholias B'Shabbes B'Mikdash Hayutoken Avalo B'Medina, that in the Mikdash they would blow shofar, but not outside of the Mikdash. The Gemara explains why. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Shiutokim B'chol Mokom Sheish Bo Beis. And after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was mitakein that they should blow everywhere where they have a Beis Din. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Lo Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Lo Biavne Bilvad. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar says, no, the gzeira to blow on Shabbos was only in Yavne. That's where the Sanhedrin went, Zman Churban Bayis Sheni, Zman Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, and every place the Sanhedrin went. But b'makom acher, you're not tokeh. Even if you have a Beis Din of 23, a Sanhedrin Ketana, you don't blow. You only blow b'Yavne or wherever else the Beis Din was gold, the Beis Din HaSanhedrin HaGadola was gold. Amruloch, I'm answered Rabbi Elazar, no. Echad Yavne, Echad Kol Mokom Sheish Bo Beis Din. Any place where they have a Beis Din. Not only Yavne and the place of the Beis Din HaGadol, but any place with a Beis Din. Ad kan divrei HaMishnah. Gemara says, Menani Mili, how do we know that you're not tokei b'shofar? On Rosh Hashanah, that's Chol B'Shabbos. Amr of Levi Bar Lachma, Kosav Echad Oimer. Amr of Racham Rachanino, Kosav Echad Oimer. Shabbos and Zichron Tshuva, Kosav Echad Oim Yom Tshuva Elechem. It says in one pasuk, it's a memory of Tshuva. And it says in another pasuk, it's a day of Tshuva. So which one is it? Do you say Psukim, or do you remember it, or do you actually blow? And for the Gemara Lekashia, Kan, B'Yom Tov Shecholias B'Shabbos. Kan, B'Yom Tov Shecholias B'Chol. If it's Yom Shecholias B'Shabbos, you don't blow, it's Zichron Shur. And if it's Yom Tshcholos B'chol, it's a Yom Shur, you actually blow. Amar Rava asks Rava, Yimidoi Raisi B'mikdash Shechi Tokinan. If, like you're saying, that this din that we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shecholos B'Shabbos is learned from a pasuk and it's Minat Torah, then how taka do we blow in the Mikdash? What's in the Mikdash in the Medina? Ve'od halav malachai Ditzdur Cholamute Tkiya shofar is not a malacha that's asur on Shabbos, that you would need a pasuk to exclude it, that you shouldn't blow on Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos. So why are you saying there's a pasuk to exclude it if it's not even asur? Not even a malacha. The Tana de Beis Shmuel, Kol Malachas Avodah Lo Sasu, it says in the pasuk, that you're not allowed to do Malachas Avodah on Yontif. Yatzat kiya shofar dias hapaz shikach mavena malacha. And that excludes kiya shofar and removing the bread from the tanur, from the oven, which is a chachma, not a malacha, and the Torah only asked malacha. Kiya shofar is an asur on Shabbos. What did the Torah asur? The Torah asur malacha. Kiya shofar is not a malacha. So why is the pasuk coming to exclude it? Hello, my Rava. Rava says, I'll say different. Midday Raisa Mishra Shari really may not tell you a lot about shofar and shops. Rabbanu the gods of other rabbis made exera like Rabba, Dama Rabba, Hakochayim Tkiya shofar and Hakobakim Tkiya shofar. Xera Shem Yitlana Biyado Bielechetzol Abaki Lilmoth Yabrenu Arba Amas Bishus Harabim. So we're worried that the person is not a Baki, is going to take the shofar and he's going to go Arba Amas and Bishus Harabim to find a Baki who's going to teach him how to blow. And that's the same reason we don't take lulav on Shabbos, the Gemara says, and that's the same reason we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. The Rishonim here ask two questions. Look in Tosfos. Number one, the Gemara says that Halaf malachahi. It's not a malacha that the pasuk is going to come to exclude it. Fractosis, other Abba. If it's a malacha, we don't need a pasuk. Not if it's a malacha, the Gemara says. If it's a malacha, if blowing shofar is a malacha, then how can you say the pasuk is? The Gemara says it's not a malacha. So how can you say the pasuk is coming to exclude it? Fakert. If it was a malacha, then we wouldn't need a pasuk. It would be asur on its own. But now that it's not a malacha, that's why you need a pasuk to exclude it. Dafka, because it's not a malacha. That's why you need a pasuk. So it's very good. The Gemara says it's not a malacha. Oh, it's not a malacha. That's why we need a pasuk to exclude it. Because if it were a malacha, then you wouldn't need a pasuk. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that it's not a malacha that a pasuk is going to come to exclude it? Fakert. Because it's not a malacha, that's why the pasuk is coming to exclude it. If it were a malacha, we wouldn't need a pasuk. Look in Tosas Dibur Maskel Halav and what they answered. Another kasha asked by the Rishonim is why do we bring the pasuk of Komalach Savod Olasasu? That pasuk is talking about Yantif. It says Minani Mili. From where do we know? And Levi Bar Lachma says we have the stirim sukkim, one says zichron truah, one says yom truah. He's miyashev. Rava asked two kashas. He said if it's midaraisa, then how do we blow in the mikdash? And it's b'chal not a malacha. When he says it's not a malacha, he brings Tana de Beis Shmuel kol malechas avoda lo sasu, saying that Tekiyah Shofar is not a malacha, it's a chachma, it's not a malacha. But we're not trying to prove here that it's not a malacha on Yantif. We know that you're allowed to blow on Yantif. We're trying to prove that you're not allowed to blow on Shabbos. So by golly, why are we bringing Yantif to Kapasa? We're talking about Shabbos. Bring a losasa kol malacha. Look in the Rishonim here, look in Tosfos Dibur Maskel kol malechas. So those are the two kashas. Number one, dafka, because it's not a malacha, that's why we need a pasuk to exclude it. So why does the Gemara say it's not a malacha and therefore the pasuk is not excluding it? No, it's not a malacha, therefore the pasuk is excluding it. And number two, why do we bring a pasuk, a yantav tika pasuk, when we're trying to prove that it's asur on that it's mutter, that's not a malacha on Shabbos? Tell us this here in the Bramaskal Shemi Tlenabab, Rena Arbamos asked, why don't we say maybe you're going to take it out from Rishis Hayachat, Rishis Harabim? Why do we only say you're going to carry it Arba Amos, Yavi Reno Arba Amos, Rishis Harabim? Why don't we say you're going to take it from Rishis Hayachat to Rishis Harabim? Look what Tosfos answered. At Hotzami Rishis L'Rishis has a heker, we're not worried about that. But Arba Amos, there you're more likely to carry. Sometimes you're not realizing it, and you're Rishis Harabim, you're more likely to carry Arbamas. However, look at the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Shofar, Halacha Vav. Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shecholias B'Shabbos, Ein Token B'Shofar B'Chol Makom. Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow the shofar anywhere. Aval Pish Atkiya Mishum Shavus. Even though the blowing is only a Derabbanan. Really, we should blow. Yavo Esei Shel Torah. Comes the Esei of the Torah of blowing. V'yitcha Shvus Shel Divrayim. It's going to be Docha, the Yisra Derabbanan of blowing. Esei of the Torah is Docha, the Los, the Derabbanan. V'lama Ein Token. Why taka don't we blow? G'zeir Hashem Yitlenu B'yadu V'yolichenu L'mishu Yitkalo V'yavirena Adal Ramas Sarabim. O Yotzio Merishus Rishus, Vyavali Deis Riskila. Shakochayav Mitkiyav, Enakol Bakim Mitkila. How interesting is that? The Rambam says, you know why you're not blowing? Because we're worried you're going to carry it from one rishus to another, and you're going to carry it out of rishus to rabbi. But the Rambam adds, from rishus to rishus. That, mikanta star leinu akushia, that brings us to the question of why doesn't our Gemara worry about that? Only the Rambam's worried about it, the Gemara's not. So we can answer as follows. Now we're going to have Ram in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Chasif Katan Dalet. He brings Akasha. Hot kia shvus nami shem yitak in klishir vim ke neim adasim yishum ha'gzera v'amidu devreim makom esei. There could be another reason why it's Aser on Shabbos. Because blowing a shofar is a shvus. It's a musical instrument. You might fix it. And in the middle, the rabbi said that bimkom, I say they're going to be mamad der gzera, and you're not allowed to blow. You're not allowed to be over at derabanan to be mekayim the esei d'oraisa. Tirates, Magen Avraham brings an answer. The ha'gzera lo gazer b'tkiyah shofar. Dim kein lo yitku le'olam. Now, we didn't make a gzera of klishir by tkiyah shofar. Because we're worried about the gzera of klishir by tkiyah shofar, then we're never going to blow. The gam b'yantuv shayach shem yitakin, because on yantuv there's the same chshash, you might fix it. V'nimtza shi'akum min ha'torah, mitzvesim min ha'torah. And then it comes out that we're going to completely uproot a mitzvesim min ha'torah, v'dos kenis zayin. If we say we're worried about a klishir on Shabbos, and that's why you can't blow, then you can't blow on yantuv either. And then we don't have a mitzvah tkiyah shofar anymore. This gzeira that you might carry is only shaykh on Shabbos and not on Yantav, and therefore the gzeira is a good gzeira. So we only wanted to make a gzeira that's shaykh only on Shabbos, not on Yantav. If we make a gzeira that's shaykh to Yantav, then the whole thing is out the window. We don't want to complete mevatel and sesei deraisa. The Pri Chodesh also writes this, and he explains that it's not shaykh to be gozer be yom tov shechol yos be Shabbos with something that you could also be gozer yom tov shechol yos b'chol. Why? Could also be chucha batalula. It'll look funny. We're worried that you're going to be attacking klei shir on Shabbos. Yeah, but you should also have that same concern on yom tov. Okay, so then completely mevatel the mitzvah. Now, we don't want to be completely mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay? So just say it's on Shabbos. No, but that's chuch about tluva. That it could be on Yantav also, but you only make the gzera for Shabbos. And it makes it into a joke. And therefore, it goes there al sheva yavir dalet amlo, he's staying well of a Shabbos, will be yomtif. And that's why it goes there, only you're going to carry it for Amis, because that's only a Shabbos dikadin and not a Yantav dikadin, because of the din of mitoch shehutra litzorech. Since you're allowed to carry on Yantif, Litzarech Yantif, you're also allowed to carry Shalol Litzarech. So there's no concern with carrying on Yantif, because carrying on Yantif is Mutter. Hashem Kain on Shabbos, carrying on Shabbos is Otzer. So we make the Gzeira, it's only a Shabbos to the Gzeira. And not a Yantif Dik Gzeira. But if it would be shaykh to yantif, then the whole thing would make sense. Either we would have to completely erase the mitzvah completely, which we don't want to do, or it would look funny that we're only goes around Shabbos, not in yantif, when the same chashash applies to yantif. Hashem yitak in klishir. So the Shara Melech and the Rambam, he isn't so excited about this teretz, because he says if that's the case, what about those tanoim like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shammai, who don't hold of mitoch, like we see in numerous places in Shas? And if so, why don't we blow according to them on Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? To say that we have a chashash of klei shir is not shaykh, then we're never going to blow. To blow only on Shabbos, to be gozer dafka on Shabbos, chucha v'tlula. It'll look funny, because it's the same zera shaykh t'yantav, and you're only making it for Shabbos, not for yantav. And if it's that you might carry it arba amis, it's also not shaykh. Because according to these tanaim, they're also shaykh to carry, there's also an iser of carrying on yantav. don't hold of the din of mitoch, since it's mutl tzarach, it's mutl shalol tzarach. So for them, Shabbos and Yantiv, the Yantiv Yishino can also make a gzeir. And Yantiv, you can also make a gzeir. What gzeir are you going to make? You're going to make a gzeir on Yantiv? You're going to make a gzeir? Yantiv Shcholos B'Shabbos. Not to blow. Why? Because you might carry. Yeah, but you also might carry on Yantif. You're not allowed to do that Shalot Tzorach either. So we're going to erase the whole thing? No, you can't completely erase a mitzvah. So where does that leave us? Only make the Zera and Shabbos, not on Yantif? Yeah, but it's Shaykh the Yantif also. Chucha v'tlula. So for the same reason, we're not worried about Klei Shir, we also shouldn't be concerned that you're going to carry our Bamas. That's a Tumiyah Gedola, the Shaar Melech asks. Why are we worried about Arabamas? It's Shaykh to Yantif, just like it's Shaykh to Shabbos. And just like we're not Gozer on Yantif, you don't want to completely erase the mitzvah, we also shouldn't be Gozer on Shabbos, otherwise it looks like Chucha v'tlula. So according to those Tanaim, we should let you blow on Yom Kippur, Yom Tiyah, Rosh Hashanah, Shacholos b'Shabbos. Shtaka Kasha. So to answer the Kasha to Shaar Melech, Rav Mizrachi says as follows. It says in Shabbos, in the beginning of Perek HaZorek, that even though the din of Isra Hotza and Shabbos, we learn from Sukkim, the din of carrying Arab Amos for Shus HaRabim is Gemara Gemirila. Ubipshuto. This means that the din of Isra HaVaris Arab Amos for Shus HaRabim is Halachom HaShemisinai. However, in the Chedush Arani asks on this, so how do we punish? You're not punishing Halachom HaShemisinai. And therefore he writes that the Lashon of the Gemara is Lav Dafka, Havar is a told of Hotza, and the Gemara Gemiri includes the Havar of Arba Amos is a told of Hotza. So that's the question. Is Havar of Arba Amos Halacha Moshe Misinai an independent din? Or is it a told of Hotza? So Kanir Eh, it's Machlokes Rishonim. Whether the din Avara Aram Shalom is a din Chodosh Halacha Moshe Misinai, Kapashtus Lashon HaGemara, or is it a din as a Tolad of Hilchos Hotza, like the Ran? The Sheet of the Baal Mor is very well known that Arab Amos is a Rishus. And when you take it out of Arab Amos, it's like taking it from Rishus to Rishus, because your Arab Amos is like one Rishus, and then taking it out is like a different Rishus. Prima Gadim in his Psicha de Hilchas Shabbos brings the Ran, who asked, why don't we enumerate in the Mishnah Elvis Melachas Ma'ar V'Dalat Amos P'Shusarab? And he answers the Ran, because Ma'avir is told the Dotsa. And the Prima Gadim says the Nafkamina, what the status of Havara is if you do Hotsa and Havara Behelim Echad, since according to the Ran it's only a Tolad of Hotsa. If a person does Ha'otza and Havara and one forgetting, he's only going to be Chayav one, not two. He didn't do two Avos, he only did one. Because Havara is the Tolad of Ha'otza. The Prima Gadim brings the Rambam in the 12th Perek of Shabbos Halacha Ches, who says, Mipi Shmuel Lamdu, this din of Ma'avir. And he writes, he doesn't explain, it doesn't say whether it's an Avar or Tolada, but from the Lashon of Piyashmua Lamdu, it's Mashna Avar is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Rambam says a Lashon of Arehu Kimotzi. Does it mean that Ha'avar is included in Hotza? Or does it mean that there's a new din motzi, and that's not included in the lacha motzi? The Mefarshim understood the pashtus that it's a din mechudish melacha Moshe Misinai, a new type of motzi. However, it would seem that there's a nacha nafkamina, according to the Rivam Sachem Hamad Beis, that according to the Mandomer, that Havara was singled out by the Torah to tell us that it's not a chi of misa, but it's only a lav, Havara lav yotzas. There's no isra Havara and yantiv maker adin. And the reason is that on Yantif, We only asered what's included in the chalos shem and melacha. And therefore, since havara is l'lav yotzas, it's not a melacha. And therefore, there's no iser havara in yomtiv. According to that, we have a nafkamina for us. If we say havaras arba'am es b'shisa rabim is included in the pesukim ahotza, then it's called a melacha. So when it says not to do a melacha, it means hotza, and that includes havar. Havar is like hotza, it's a derivative of hotza. And therefore the havar has a shame melacha that's asar and yontif. Mashenken, if you learn it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, even if it's a din hotza m'chudush, but since you don't learn it from the Mishkan, it doesn't have a chalos shame melacha. You're right, it's called hotza. But it's not a melacha. Because you don't learn from the Mishkan, it's not subsumed under the category of havara, of hotza. And therefore, it's not asar an yantif. Like the Riva taught us, that if it's not included in the category of melacha, it's not asar an yantif. So if it's a din hotza mechudish, it's not included in melacha, this havara. And in Mela, it's not going to be asar an yantif. And it's actually explicit in Achronim that there's no Isra Habaris Arab Amos and Yamdif. According to this, we have a great teretz for the Kasha of the Shara Melech. That even according to Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva, who don't hold of Mitoch, and therefore there is an Isra of Hotzah and Yamdif, nevertheless, you're not allowed to blow on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. And the reason is because where it goes there, that you might carry Arab Amos. And even though we're not goes there because of the Shavuos of Klei Shir, because then it would also be Asur on Yontif, and then it's Chuch HaVit Lula to make the Gzeira for Shabbos and not for Yontif. It applies to both. In the same vein, we shouldn't be gozer al tzotza. According to Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva, as in Isra Otzah and Yantav as well, they don't hold of mitoch. So therefore, if we make a gzeira of hotza, it's going to be chuchavit lula. Make it dafkan Shabbos and not in Yantav, it's shachti Yantav also. So the answer is, you're right. The gzeira is not mishum hotza. It's because of Havaras Arbamas Rishas Harabim. And that's not Asar An Yantif. What do Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva Asar An Yantif? They Asar Hotza. But not Havara. Havara is Mutar An Yantif. It's not classified as a Malacha according to one side of our Chakira. It's in its own category. And therefore, since it's not classified as Malacha, it's Mutar An Yantif. And therefore, you can blow An Yantif. Hashem Ken on Shabbos, there is a Gzeira Shema Yavir. Because it's an Isser of Havaras Arabamas, Bishis Arabim on Shabbos. So Isser is not there when the Chashash is not Hotzah. Why not is another question. But what we're saying is that Al Totzah, Shabbos and Yantav are equal. But the Gzeira is not Al Totzah. And that's only a Shabbos Dikadin, even according to Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva, and not a Yontif Dikadin. So therefore the Gzeira is Dafku Rosh Hashanah Shiyos B'Shabbos, and not a Yontif. And now the Gemara, Mamas sings and dances. The Gemara says, what's the Gzeira? Shema Yavirenu, we ask, what about Hotzah? What about Hotzah? Why did the Gemara say, where are you going to carry it out of Rosh Hashanah Shiyos B'Shabbos? And the answer is because the reason Havaras Arab Amos is shayach even according to Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva. But Hotzah, it wouldn't work according to Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva. Because they hold Hotzah applies to Yom Tov just like it applies to Shabbos. But Havara, that's Dafka Shabbos Tikadin, and therefore that's where we have the Gzeira. And now, Farentrit Akasha as well, of the Rambam. We asked in the Rambam, why did the Rambam add that there's a problem of Hotzah? The Gemara only says Havara. The answer is, the Rambam is passing La Halacha. The Gemara is trying to shtim itself, even with Shittas Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva. But the Rambam is La Halacha. And La Halacha, we don't hold the Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva. And we hold out to Mitoch, there's no Isur about Tzan Yantif. And therefore, we make a Gezeirah on Shabbos, both because of Hotzah and because of Havara. Neither of which apply on Yantif. According to Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva, only Havara doesn't apply in Yantif. But according to the way we paskin, La Halacha, and we talk Shezril Letzarech Utanami Shalol Letzarech, Hotzah as well only applies on Shabbos. It doesn't apply in Yantif. So therefore we can make a Gzeira that on Shabbos you're not allowed to blow shofar lest you do Hotzah and Havara. That's the Rambam. The Gemara wanted to accommodate itself to Shittas Rabbi Akiva and Beis Shammai. And they said it's Dafka Din because if you're going to be Ma'abir Arbamis Rosh HaRabbim. Because Ma'abir Arbamis is Dafka Shabbos Dikadin and not a Yantif Dikadin, so it makes sense to make the Gzera on Shabbos not a Yantif. But if the issue would be Hotzah, that applies to both Shabbos and Yantif. Bechuch Avit Lula to make for Shabbos and not for Yantif. So with that, we conclude this shiur, and I hope, b'siyata d'shmaya, we can continue learning this sugya together. There's obviously quite a bit more to say. We should all be zoche l'lmod l'lamed l'shmor v'la'asol so l'kayim is called divrei tzamu tarasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.